This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. What's going on? Welcome to 670 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. So as I think about how would I possibly wrap up season 7, 670 episodes so far in this podcast, and longtime listeners, longtime supporters know that this podcast started in 2019. Prior to the Selling with Authentic Persuasion book coming out, the podcast was originally called the Sales Experience Podcast, and I think it was 3 seasons or 4 seasons where it was under that name. Then the book got published, and then I took a short break between seasons, and we rebranded the podcast, The Authentic Persuasion Show, to match, obviously, all of that and the direction where these conversations go. And so as I think about how could I possibly wrap this up, what could I say in season 7, and not just more sales tips, more things like that, I felt like there's got to be something to do. And what I wanted to talk about was the highlights of this season. Now, you might be thinking, oh, he's just going to go through all of them again. And I'm not going to go through all 115 episodes of the season, but I want to point out the highlights of each one. So for some reason, if this is the first episode that you've ever listened to of the Authentic Persuasion Show, welcome. Glad that you're here. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to go to the YouTube channel, find lots of videos, follow me on LinkedIn, all that standard stuff. Hit the like button, thumbs up, leave a rating, leave a review, all the stuff we hear all the time. Actually do it. That would be great. If this is the first episode you've caught on the whole season, but you've listened and you've been out of touch, like for myself, I'll tell you in my personal life, I don't travel as much anymore. I don't take drives anymore. I don't commute, let's say, you know, especially post-pandemic. And so I fall out of touch with podcasts versus what I used to do. In the pandemic, at least I would take lots of walks or have lots of time where I was trying to get out of the house. And so I would listen to them in batches. And sometimes when I travel, I will, but it will go long stretches. So maybe you're catching this episode 670 and you haven't listened to many episodes this season. And what I want to do is point out the biggest things I got. And it's based on the titles of the episodes. So you will be able to find these. I'll call out the numbers as we go through them. But, you know, maybe you can use this as a what were the really high level cliff notes, not just the ones I do on Fridays, which is the summary of each one with the sales gems, but what are the highlights and which episodes do you want to go back that really resonate? And you're like, oh my gosh, I would love to hear more about that. That's why I want to do this. So first guest, Tom Coates from MTSU. I love the part where he was talking about confidence in sales, right? He was talking about human to human, came out of the gate, human to human, but it's all about confidence. And there's so much to do in sales to build confidence. A lot of people think you're just born with it. And no, it's an experience you have by doing things and failing and then learning that you can trust yourself in situations to be able to do what you need to do based on the scenario. Again, I talk about this all the time. The sooner you can get to the point where you no longer have to think about what you're going to say or do next and actually be present and listen to that prospect or to other people in your life, the sooner you'll succeed. All right. Second guest was Lamar Johnson from University of Texas. And the best thing that I love was he was talking about speaking the right language and what buyers want. And it's speaking the right language for your buyers. So many people in life are so focused on themselves. We as humans, our condition is that we're the center of the universe and we think that everyone sees the world as we see it. And of course, that's not true. Everyone's got their own perspective and that's where the issues come. So remember, speak the right language. That was episode 563. Now, Barry Erickson, University of Washington, powerhouse. I loved his perspective. I loved his experience. One of the things that stood out to me was moving from feature dumper to needs identifier. So many people in sales, I forget which guest that it is, they show up and throw up, right? They're just dumping features. They think their job is to take what they memorize from the brochure and from their training and just throw it at somebody until something sticks. So please stop doing that. That was a great conversation we had because that feature dumper is one of the biggest lingering traits that salespeople have that they think is their job, and they're so wrong. Then fourth guest was Nalani Gruhl. So she was the only one in the season who is not a professor. So she is not somebody who's teaching or directing these programs. She was a student in one category, and then she moved into the sales program and then graduated and mentored and was a paid staff of the program and marketing, and then left completely and got a job in sales. And so she's an interesting story about that path, not as the professor, but from the student side. And so I absolutely loved it. Number one thing from her is success by choosing what scares you. She literally was like, sales scares me, so I'm going to do it. Not sales scares me and I'm not going to do it, so let me go do something safe in life. But what is the scary, not dangerous and life-threatening, but what is the scary thing? What scares me? I'm going to move towards it, not away from it. That's amazing. More people, if they do that, they will obviously have a growth mindset. They will push themselves and they will create great things. All right. Next, Greg Accardo from Louisiana State University. This is the key, and this is the theme that happened a lot with the future of sales and the technology conversation coming along. People will always want to buy from people. People will always want to buy from people. Now, there are things that people can just buy and self-serve and find online. But when it comes time to buying something that is a difficult decision or a complicated decision or an unsure decision of what's the best thing, people will always want to buy from people. So if you're in sales and you're afraid you're going to lose your job, either get really good at the human aspect and the people aspect, or maybe you're not that good and a robot will take your job. That's really it. All right. Dr. Terry Lowe, which is, I don't know his official term. He's from Kennesaw State University. I just throw out, he's the godfather of sales programs. He started these programs over 25 years ago, which is crazy because most people don't even know these programs exist. And he's been playing this game for so long. It's absolutely amazing. Is the part that stood out, episode 586, authentically becoming the person they want to buy from. Again, this is where salespeople make the mistake, is say, who does my buyer want to buy from? Who do they need me to be? But then it's not authentic. Then they're playing a part. I once sat with a sales rep that was in LA and he said, hey, we're in LA. I'm just an actor. I play the part that they want me to play so that I can get them to buy from me. And he didn't mean that authentically. He just meant that as like a strategy and a tactic. And so what I love about Dr. Terry Lowe is authentically becoming the person they want to buy from, which is so important. So make sure to check that out, episode 586. All right, next we got Greg Zippy from BYU. And again, super fun. I just like reflecting back, thinking about all these. Biggest thing, episode 592, check that one out. This is on the persuasion and sales process, part of the three-part conversation, is your sales process versus how buyers buy. So many people, all of us in sales and sales leadership, build a sales process and potentially the CRM milestones and all of the steps in along the way, like let's say in a CRM, like in that pipeline, based on how we want to sell and how we think they go, not what buyers actually see from their perspective and how they buy. Think about yourself as a buyer, as a person not in your sales role, and then think about what whoever's selling you something, what their pipeline looks like, their stages and their flow, and then compare that to. And it's amazing. It's so eye-opening because we all have done that. We all do that, where we just build literally something around us as a salesperson, independent of how people actually buy. So check that one out, episode 592. Now, next, and this one was fun, Joe Calamusa of University of Alabama. The reason this is interesting and fun because he is not the standard academic. He is not like a lot of the other salespeople. He doesn't go to the sales competitions for his reasons, which we talk about. He's kind of like the odd professor out because he's a sales guy, not a professor. And so it's super fun. I love it. And it's fun how it's all intertwined and how everyone knows each other and they've worked with each other in the past. But his one, episode 597, winning with science versus art in sales. A lot of people, and you might even think with Joe, you might think, oh, well, he's just a classic salesperson, natural born salesperson. He's going to sell with the art and the schmoozing and the charisma. And it's about the science. How do you win with the science versus the art and not just relying on the art of sales, but the science, the process, the systems, the numbers, right? How do you do that? And that's a huge break from the norm classic for salespeople. Now, we get into Dr. D next, Dr. D. Pasquale of University of Florida. And I think the biggest thing from him is episode 601 of building genuine relationships. It's really about building. And he's one of the professors that I've actually met in person. And he is about building genuine relationships and genuine value. And he has his own perspective and his things that he teach. But it's really about building genuine relationships. And again, whether you're selling something, again, most of these professors are helping students are going to go into a professional sales role, quotes, which is B2B sales, enterprise sales, where it's like, you know, bigger, longer stuff. But this applies to everything. You could have a 5 or 10 minute conversation. If you can build a genuine relationship because you genuinely care, then you will be successful even in shorter conversations. All right. Next, we get into Kevin Chase at Washington State University, Dr. Kevin Chase. This part here, the second part really stood out to me, which I loved in episode 607, which is teaching the process, not the product. And this is where, from his perspective, is about teaching the sales process, not a specific product. And I think really that's so important because I see so many people who get married to selling a product in a certain way. And they have some sales skills and fundamentals, but not universal ones, which means they can't go to a different industry. They can't sell a different product. They can't sell to a different market. They can't sell in a changing time if something changes with the product or service or the pricing. They're so married to one thing that they don't actually have the sales skills. They think they are. They think they do. They think they're amazing. They could make a lot of money, but you literally change them into another industry and they cannot succeed because they're just so focused. They're such a specialist that they don't have the fundamentals. And I think that's so important. Next, we got into Dr. Riley Dugan from the University of Dayton. And the again, part two, the sales process, which episode 612, having a plan and the ability to scrap it. And so it's having a plan. Think about sports. Think about football, for example. It's football season right now. It's a good example because of all the sports. I think this is a good one, which is we have a plan. Here's the plays we're going to run. We know they like to do this. We're going to do this. Here's our strategy. Here's what we're going to do. And then you get to the line of scrimmage and you have a plan for that play. And then the other team lines up the way they do. And then you're like, forget that plan. We're going to do an audible. We got to try something different because they've countered it perfectly and it's not going to work, right? So sales is the same thing because it's always about where is the script? Where is the science? Where is the art? Where is that balance? And in this here, it's have a plan and the ability to scrap it, which is I have a plan. I know what I'm going to do. You got to know where you ultimately want to get to. That's the destination, right? But the plan on how you're going to get there, that's why I say in the stuff that I've written in the chapter that I wrote for the Voices for Leadership book is marry the vision, date the strategy. I know where I want to get to. I'm going to date the strategy. So I'm going to have a plan, also have the ability to scrap it. So check out that episode 612 because we talked about a lot of amazing things there. All right, time for Dr. John Hansen from the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Again, episode 616, which is on authenticity. Selling should be whatever your buyer wants it to be. And again, this is slightly different than what we talked about a few episodes ago with Dr. Terry Lowe about authentically becoming the person they want you to buy. This is about selling should be whatever your buyer wants it to be. So it's not about you as a person. This is about what does the seller want the sales process to be like? What do they want the experience to be like? And then how can you sell to that, which is so important. Next, we've got Dr. Michelle Welliver from Susquehanna University. And again, we recorded our episode, so I really got down how to say it. But in the beginning, I was really struggling with that. Now it just flows. This is what I love. Check this out. Episode 621. This was huge. Authenticity through style flexing. What style flexing? Check it out. And again, this is where how do I change? How do I be the person you need me to be to help you move forward in a way that's also authentic, right? Because the classic strategy is mirroring. The classic strategy is figure out who they need you to be and then be that person. But then how do you balance that with authenticity? So you're not just pretending. You're not just using it as a tactic to manipulate somebody. You're actually doing it from your perspective of who you are, but also for what they need. And she said it perfectly. It's called style flexing. Check it out, episode 621. Absolutely amazing. All right, now let's talk about what Beth Reniger from University of South Carolina said episode 627, all three of them were highlights for me. 627, so good. The title of that one is Stop Focusing on Being a Product Expert. Again, this goes back to what Barry Erickson was talking about with being a feature dumper and not doing that, is so many people think their job is to be a product expert. The product is just the tool to get somebody to where they want to be. You can know a lot about your product, but you don't have to be a product expert in the conversation where you think that by talking about yourself and your product and talking about all the features and all the benefits in everything that you do, like your marketing and your sales stuff, is what's going to build trust, build credibility, and get people to move forward. That is wrong. That's not how it works. That's not what people want. And that's not, they can find that stuff, right? If you're reading stuff that's on your website and that's what's in your slide deck, or you're just expanding on what's readily available out there, then why the heck would they talk to you? What's the point of dealing with you, the salesperson? So stop focusing on being a product expert. And she talks about what to focus on instead, episode 627. All right, next, Deirdre Jones from University of Toledo. I love this one for two. Number one, on authenticity, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, standard thing. It's just that so many of the professors talked about that. Number two was in the persuasion in the sales process one. The title of that one is Why You Keep Losing Sales to the Status Quo. Now, here's one of the big things is people are constantly focused in sales on the competition. How do I overcome the competition? How do I overcome this? How do I overcome that? Right? How do I sell against this? How do I sell price? How do I sell this? But how many times do we lose sales to the status quo? Not even the incumbent. Right? I'm not even saying I'm selling a CRM, you've got Salesforce, and I'm going to sell against Salesforce, which you're probably not going to win because once somebody gets Salesforce, they're married to it. But like you're selling a CRM against the incumbent, that's one thing. Losing to the incumbent is one challenge. And then there's the whole other thing that most people don't ever talk about is just getting your ass kicked in sales and losing to the status quo, which is we would rather do nothing than do something. You know what? I know that you're trying to sell me a CRM. My team is used to spreadsheets. We're going to stick to spreadsheets. We're not going to buy a CRM. And that's maddening. And so how do you not lose to the status quo? Check out episode 632. Like that's really good stuff. And it's what most people don't talk about specifically why they're not closing enough sales because they're always thinking competition and price. But what is it about the status quo that's just crushing your hopes and dreams? All right. Next, Jim Pouliopoulos from Bentley University. He also wrote a book about being a well-being. I'm going to say episode 637. If I had to pick one, is the best thing. He talked about the diamond-shaped conversation in sales. And here's the basics of it. You're at the top of the diamond, right? Most people know the diamond shape. Not like the diamond jewelry one, but like the, you know, it's two triangles on top of each other. Where at the top, that's the beginning and the relation, the rapport. As you ask questions and do your discovery and find more information so you can build more value, the diamond spreads out. And then as you close the deal, it comes down to the point, and that's the transaction. The more value you can create, the more issues you can solve, the more pain you can overcome, the more goals you can help them achieve, the bigger that diamond is. So the more time you spend in discovery, the bigger that diamond gets. And then you're closing bigger deals with bigger value. Even for that one person, it's more value, maybe a higher ticket price. And that is amazing, right? So many people sell little diamonds. They ask a couple questions, they sell, they move on, and they have to do a lot of transactions to get to the same place. So important. Episode 637. Obviously, again, his book is about well-being, being a well-being. So check out 638 too, because mental health in general for humans in our society right now in this time, in this day and age is a challenge. And then you layer on sales, which is even harder because you're playing a losing game all the time. Next, have my friend, Dr. Dimitri Capilanis from University of New Mexico. He is one of the first professors that I talked to, and he is such a great guy. He's always open. He's always asking me things and wanting to learn. He, like Dr. Sterling, who was the final part of the podcast season, Dr. Dimitri is just amazing. I love every time I chat with him. And his big thing is in episode 641, we're talking about authenticity, which you'd think this would be sales process, but it's so true, is solve a problem that the company cares about. So many people in sales are trying to solve problems that nobody cares about or that the company knows about, but they don't care about solving, right? Like I say all the time, the first step is the hardest. The first step is admitting that you have a problem and that you're powerless to fix it, right? Of, you know, think of the 12-step programs. The same thing in sales is that you've got to find somebody who understands and realizes they have a problem. But even more importantly is they realize they actually want to do something about it. Because there's a lot of people out there who are like, yeah, we know that we're using spreadsheets. We know that we could get a CRM. We don't care. We're not changing, right? Losing to that status quo, like we talked about with Deirdre Jones. And so you have to solve a problem that somebody actually cares about solving, and not just that you think they should solve or your company tells you that everyone would want to solve, but you have to actually find people who actually want to solve something. All right, let's keep on rocking. We got five left. Dr. April Kemp from Southeastern Louisiana University, which, funny side note, took me a long time to be able to say Southeastern. I'm used to Southern or Southeast, but not Southeastern. That was funny how much it was tripping me up in the beginning. The biggest thing for her was understanding who you are and social styles in episode 646. So we think about that style flexing that we talked about from several guests before that. And then we think about social styles and understanding who you are and authenticity. It seems complex. It seems difficult, but all of these things are so important because once you get these down, and here's the biggest thing. Here's the biggest part for me, and listen to these and literally take this from this, is that a lot of this stuff, especially in part one of each of these conversations when we talk about authenticity, the biggest thing I want people to understand is to break away from our default mode as humans where we are self-centered and we think that everyone sees the world the way we do, right? Once you realize there's other people on the planet and they see things differently and that they're not wrong, generally, except unless they're in the left lane on the freeway in front of me and they're not passing anybody and they're not doing what they should be doing that I want them to be doing. Those people are wrong. But otherwise, people are not wrong. And so they have their own styles. And so check that out, episode 646, about social styles, understanding who you are, and blending that. Again, this isn't about pretending to be someone else. This isn't old school sales. I'm just going to pretend to be this person, and I'm going to manipulate you by acting a certain way to get you to do the thing that I need you to do so that I can win. This is about understanding who you are, being authentic, and then also blending that with the other person and their style, their personality, their behavior type, their love language. There are all kinds of different things we could get into and make this a really long conversation, even though we're already 20 some odd minutes in. All right, next, the duo from Southeastern Louisiana, Dr. Tim Butler. So he was part two of this. And for him, it's helping customers get what they want most. And that was part two, which is 652. That's on the persuasion, the sales process. And here's the big thing is that you think that's common sense. Help customers get what they want the most, right? It's not. So many people in sales still don't seem to get that their job is to help customers get what they want most and what they need most. And he goes into detail of what that is. A lot of people in sales just, I have a job, I'm selling this widget or this service or whatever, and we're amazing, and my job is to get you to buy this, and I don't really care what happens, and I marginally care what you want. I'm going to ask you just some surface level discovery questions to find what it is that you want enough for me to sell you and align those two. I don't really care what you truly want. I just want to hear you say the things that you want that line up with what my company tells me that our product does so that I can sell it to you. And again, that's a huge generalization. That's not everyone out there, but it's so many people in sales. That's what they do. Their discovery sucks. Their discovery is surface level. Their discovery is self-centered because they're only asking questions to get the answers that they want to use to then lead the conversation forward. Literally not about the other person. And I say this not just as a as somebody who works with sales teams, but as a customer in the world, and not just a B2C customer, a B2B customer who people are trying to sell me in my consulting, and I sit through their demos every once in a while, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. Right. And so I see that experience. It's not just one side. It's not just jaded. It's not just what I see online. It's my own experiences and what I see keeps happening and what I keep not buying because salespeople are so bad. I don't want to encourage it. Even if I could use their product or service, they're terrible. I literally want no part of it. And if their company lets them be that terrible, I don't want to work with that company either because that company obviously doesn't care about the customer, only cares about themselves. And by extension. All right. Next, let's get off my soapbox. Let's get back to this. Brian Collins, Virginia Tech. Here's the big thing. And this is where we shift a little bit to the future of sales. He said, how to build trust in the future of sales. And this is so important because a lot of people in sales are worried about the future of sales. They're worried about technology. They're worried about AI. Talked about it early on in this recap about where your role and responsibility will be as a human interacting with another human, human to human skills, relationship building skills, interpersonal skills are all that's going to matter at some point in sales. Because if somebody's going to interact with you and not just help themselves online or do their own research with AI or whatever they could do on their own, if they're actually going to interact with you, which is becoming less and less in a sales cycle, it's because they need you for some kind of human skill. And so the key is, and this is what Brian Collins said, is building trust in the future is so important because that's what it's going to take if someone's actually going to deal with humans. So check that one out, episode 658. Now, we lead into Dr. Stephanie Boyer from Bryant University and talking in episode 662 about the foundation of building trust, which is a great segue. So if you match those two up, like it's like the future is about building trust. And then how do we build trust? Well, we build trust through things like concern, being concerned with someone, being empathetic about somebody's situation and wanting them to get to a better place and helping them get to that better place, independent of what you may want or need, but just for them and their sake and being of service to other people. How do you use that to build trust, to help people get what they want the most, right? And then be that vehicle as a salesperson. And I haven't mentioned it at all in this recap. This isn't a highlight of this podcast. I don't have titles like how to be a millionaire in sales and how to make the most money in sales and how to like, I don't focus on the money side because we're talking about fundamentals. And obviously when you do those things right, you will make the money, but that's what it's all about. Like when you're selling and you help somebody get what they want and you help enough people get what they want, you will get everything you want and you will get paid and you will make money as a result of that. If you make that the priority, everyone can feel it and it doesn't work. You have to make helping other people the priority and then knowing that you're also going to charge for it. And that's where you can't be an order taker just giving it away. It's got to be win-win. You can't make it win-lose where they win and you lose or you lose-win because that's no service either. And what I'll tell you is if you give things away too cheap or for free, they won't value it. People will value what they pay for. So with all of this, do not take this to mean like, all right, but we're not going to make much money. And this isn't for people who want to win in sales. Absolutely winning in sales, because winning in sales should be a result of helping people. And again, you can help some people with big value and big goals and big tickets, or you can help a lot of people with smaller value and smaller tickets, right? There's no one right way, but it's all about value. The more value you can provide, the more money you can make, whether it's a few or a lot of clients. So just remember that. And again, combine those two, episode 662 and 658 for that amazing combination. And then last one, feel like I just recorded this, which I did, Dr. Sterling Bone from Utah State University. 666, bad number. I probably should have just skipped that as a podcast episode. But what was great was him talking about being authentic and when the normal tricks don't work, like him coming from a time of being taught tricks and tactics and sales and those kind of classic things in the, you know, the dot-com boom, real estate boom of the early 2000s and real estate and the tricks and the tactics and the dark side and all that stuff that he and I both saw from different perspectives and different states at the same time. But when those tricks and tactics don't work anymore, what do you have left? And he talks about what happened to him that led him to realize those things don't work, and then realizing what does work and what does matter, and then realizing how much easier sales can feel, less draining, less stressful, when you have a different approach, not just the authenticity piece, but then also what you make it about and what you're focused on. So make sure to check that out. Hopefully this was helpful. I know this is a long recap, a long episode. Hopefully you made it through all this. Hopefully you took some notes. Even if you don't go back and listen to these episodes, you can get so many gems from what I just shared and compile those and like, okay, what can I do? What can I add? What can I put in there? Obviously, go back and find the episodes. Obviously, subscribe. Obviously, stay tuned. I will give you a spoiler. If you made it this far, you deserve a spoiler for what's coming up next. In the next kind of, I don't know if I'm going to call it a season of the podcast, might just be an extension of this season. But what I'm going to do is take the clips from these episodes and have them as daily podcast episodes. So 3 minutes, 5 minutes, just little gems, something where everyone, you can listen to it real quick, get something, put it into practice that day, hear something else the next day, maybe something that aligns, listen every single day so that you can get something, whether it's useful to you now or down the road, just get all these pieces instead of maybe, you know, as much as I would love to say everyone should listen to all of these episodes for all 115 episodes from season 7 and how many hours that is, I haven't even compiled all that. I know that's not normal. I know most people aren't going to do that. And so what are the gems? If I could just, again, like I just did in this recap, this was just super high level. But if I could pull out nuggets out of each one of these episodes and be like, listen to this, here's 3 minutes. This will change your sales world. Just these 3 minutes. That's what's coming up next. So please make sure to stay tuned, subscribe, follow also on YouTube, on LinkedIn, and just stay tuned. Focus on this. And as I conclude this, again, ending season seven officially, but we'll see what happens because anyone that knows me knows that there's no rules in podcasting. So you can do whatever you want. And I'm excited about some stuff that I want to try here coming up. Until then, thank you for being here. Thank you for taking in this stuff. Thank you for wanting to change the way that sales is done and even improve and grow the way that you do sales and the way that you work with your teams or the way that you lead your teams, the way you treat your prospects, your mindset, and all that stuff. And thank you for helping fill the world with authentic persuaders.